السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب, hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Inshallah, Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Ramadan, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25, the criterion, and verse number 65. We are discussing the true qualities of Ibadur Rahman, the devoted, dedicated servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And what are their qualities? How do they supplicate? Hence Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 25 and verse 65. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ And there are those people who are saying, continuously they worried and concerned and begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, رَبَّنَا Wherever in the Quran Sharif you see رَبَّنَا, it means Ya رَبَّنَا, Ya the vocative, the nida. So that will be in the understood, although it's not written, but in the meaning you will translate it, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, Rabb, the one who gave us everything. His bounties are ever recurring and showering upon us. We look at our fingers, our toes, our feet, our body. So it was increasing all the time. And who is sustaining it, nourishing it? Whilst we were the fetus in the womb of our mother, who was sustaining, nourishing us? And then when we were born, we went straight to our mother's breast for the milk and nourishment. Who taught us all that? That is Rabbuna, our sustainer, nourisher. So yeah, it is Ya Rabbana, oh, our beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider. The teeth, we had no teeth. And then the milk teeth thing came, and then the permanent teeth came. So who brings about this evolutionary process? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. رَبَّنَا صَرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ O Almighty Allah, divert from us عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ the punishment of the hellfire. So we as Muslims believe that when we perform our Fajr Salat, now the early morning prayer, and after the Fajr Salat, the compulsory mandatory prayer, it's sunnah to say seven times the following words. Similarly, Maghrib time, so after sunset when we read and perform and observe our Maghrib Salat, so we say seven times. So Fajr time we will say seven times, and it's Maghrib time seven times. What will we say? Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Almighty Allah, save us from the fire. The hadith in Abu Dawood. If you want to say it individually, then Allahumma ajirni minan nar. O beloved Allah, save me from the fire. And if we say collectively, plural, which is better, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. This is sunnat in Nabawiyyah. So always try and learn the simple du'as and supplications which Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. So seven times after your first Maghrib Salat, and then Fajr time, seven times after your first Salat. So remember that will suffice for the day and suffice for the night, inshallah. In Tirmidhi Sharif it is mentioned, the person who is a Muslim, he has Iman and Islam and he passes away with that, minimum in the 24 hours, when he begs Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, minimum thrice a day, Almighty Allah, grant me Jannah al-Firdaus and Paradise. And minimum thrice a day, he begs Almighty Allah for protection from the punishment, chastisement of Jahannam and the hellfire. On the day of justice, paradise, Jannah will come. Ya Allah, this Abdullah, this Amatullah, the slave of yours was begging for Jannah. I am Jannah, Ya Allah, even I want him to come. There are some Sahaba like Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu and them. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you know who is Salman? Salmanu minna. Salman belongs to us, the Ahlul Bayt. Inna al-jannata tashtaqu ila Salman. The Jannat itself is desirous of Salman. Jannat is appealing, O Salman, you come here to Jannah. So Jannat will intercede on our behalf on the day of justice. When we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, save me and protect me. I don't want to enter for a split second also into Jahannam. I want direct entry into Jannah. So Jahannam will also come. Ya Allah, this person is to seek your protection. Even I don't want him, Ya Allah. So every day, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O Saim, O fasting person, beg Almighty Allah for Jannah, Jannat al for those, for ourselves, for our marhumin, for our shuhada in Gaza and in Burma and in Syria and in Sudan and wherever else in all parts of the world. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, the true believers are those who do this kind of words we should learn. رَبَّنَا صَرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ, the dua starts there. رَبَّنَا صَرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ, O Allah, divert and let it turn away from us, and turn it away from us the azab, punishment, chastisement of Jahannam, the hellfire. Why? إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا, the ha, the zamir, the pronoun refers to Jahannam. Jahannam is feminine. Inna azabaha kana gharama, because verily the punishment is kana gharama, it is long lasting. People who die without Iman, without Islam, and they are sane and mature, they are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Verily, Almighty Allah has prepared for the non-Muslims a burning and inferno and furnace and fire for them, and flames for them. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, they will dwell and stay there forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, there is no protector, no helper for them. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65. So therefore, beg Allah, and that is the success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدَ فَاسْ, the people who are taken far away from Jahannam and admitted into Jannah and Paradise, indeed they are the successful ones. People can make all their own definitions of success. Islam rejects all that. There is only one example and one definition of success, and that is what Quran speaks about in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, in verse 185. When we enter Jannah and Paradise and we're taken away from Jahannam, then you say that I am successful. So we want direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, day 167 of the Gaza genocide. Yesterday, one person made a very, very keen observation and a very good observation. He said, this is the first time in the history of humanity a genocide is being televised and the whole world can see what is happening. Who the super terrorists and haramis are, the Americans and the Israelis, the Jutlas, the cursed nation. So see, the world is witnessing through your digital phone and whatever other media there is, that what is really inspiring and what is unfolding there and whatever is happening. So therefore we call it day 167 of the Gaza genocide. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The news, views, interviews locally, nationally and internationally. Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you murdered today, you harami, you mass murderer, butcher of Gaza? So the Haaretz writes, the newspaper, Jewish left-wing newspaper writes, Bibi Netanyahu destroying the democratic Israeli values. So democracy for who? Only for the Jutlas, never for the Palestinians. In the past 75 years, there was never ever democracy for Palestinians because you squatters, invaders came and you stole everything. You are an occupying force, you are settlers. So therefore, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And he's taking Israel further and further into isolation, and that will lead to destruction eventually, inshallah. Israel has gone too far in Gaza. The foreign minister of Jordan, you idiots and fools, you Saudi Arabia, you Emirates, you Jordanian, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, what's the sense you criticize? Cut off all diplomatic ties and tell America, Israel, go to hell. But only those people can do that who have Iman, like the Taliban, like our Mujahideen. You are not Muslims, you are the bootlickers of America and Israel. All these countries and their leaders, and Murtads and Ghaddar and traitors to Islam and apostates. So Elon Levy, he was a spokesperson for Israel in the English media, and he spoke against the British government and foreign minister there, O'Cameron. So they have said he must be suspended and what have you, so they put him on leave now. He said this Cameron is talking nonsense in simple terms. So Israel's response to Hamas is negative. They don't want, you must remember, the peace. They don't want the hostages to be released, because once that is finished, then there have to be elections, and he, Bibi, loses, the next stop for him is prison and jail. 10 years, inshallah, the harami will go. Pakistan, sad story. Pakistan, one side they got India, other side they got Iran, other side they got Afghanistan, and everywhere Pakistan's current government, Choroki Hukumat, a bunch of thugs and crooks and thieves. So remember, there's always problems there nowadays. So there, the Guad port, you know, the seaport, so there was an attack on that Guavar port, and what do you find? You find that 8 people were killed there. So this happened yesterday. There's another Kushner, and this Kushner at least is thinking properly, not like, oh, the other guy. You must remember, the other guy is also a terrorist, super terrorist, Trump's son-in-law. So this guy is Tony Kushner. He says, what I see, the Gaza war is nothing else but ethnic cleansing. At least one harami turned out to be a little bit straight. Palestinians who died in Israeli prisons were tortured, brutally injured, and so forth. So remember that they are the last people should be speaking about human rights and so forth, Americans and Israelis. In New York, a Jewish cafe, so there was graffiti, anti-Israel and pro-Palestine. Obviously, it's going to happen when you murder my son, my daughter, my children, my babies and infants. You murder, you must remember, 45,000 people there, Palestinians in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And from them, 20,000 plus minus are children, and 17,000 are separated from their parents. They don't know whether they're alive or deceased. disease or martyred. So there has to be a reaction. If I'm a child in Palestine and I see all this, the first thing I will think, the day I get the gun, I'll put a bullet through the jutla. And who can blame them? Nobody will blame them. MBS Murtad bin Shaitan meets the Pakistani army chief there in Saudi, discussing military cooperation. The Saudis will buy all the arms, but hopeless, useless nation, they don't know how to operate it, so therefore they'll get the Pakistani army, the elite, and they must run everything for them, but on top they'll have 2-3 Saudi guys just to show the world they're in charge, but they're hopeless characters. They can't even lift up one arm for against Israel. Canada is halting the arm shipment to Israel. It's at least something they did. And the UK plan, Sunak is in big problem. His own party have lost confidence in him, many members of his party. So the UK plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda again, one more time, derailed. And remember, that's another type of apartheid going on there. So in France, they are charging Google $272 million fine for some license business and that. So all money making, but they all deserve it, whole lot haramis. African leaders, they hail. You know, that time they used to say, hail Hitler. Hitler did some very good things. Remember that. You mustn't listen to the Western media and the Zionist media. Certain things he did were very, very good. He said, I'm dead against homosexuality. I'm dead against this pornography. I'm dead against interest. So that's exactly what Islam teaches us. So the African leaders are no more saying, hail Hitler. They're saying, hail Putin. They say, Putin, your re-election for us is very good. So African leaders, you know what jokers they are. Blinken, the harami, Biden and Blinken, both super terrorists and war criminals. He's back again in the Middle East, and he's going now to visit Saudi Arabia, and they'll have a big meeting in Cairo with the Arab leaders. They want to discuss the post-Gaza. They want to say which kind of government must come there in Gaza. So what happened to democracy? What happened to human rights? Who the hell are you to come and tell the Palestinians who their government must be? Go to hell, man. So that is what we will tell you. So there in Brazil, so Bolsonaro is in big problem, the previous president. He made vaccine fraud. He didn't take a vaccine, but he cooked up the vaccine, you understand, certificate. So they caught him out and so forth. Jordan, yesterday I sent it out. Did I not tell you from day one, Saudi Arabia is a haramis, they're murtads, they're traitors to Islam. They take the ummah for a big ride. So we found credible evidence, and anybody knows Arabic, we can send to you the original Arabic where he says it, but we just sent you the translation yesterday. Jordan's Mufti, Grand Mufti, says that there was no moon sighting in Saudi Arabia. It's a ghost sighting, phantom sighting. Why all this? To curry favor with America, Israel. So your ibadat must get destroyed of Laylatul Qadr and your itikaf and everything. This is going on for 35, 40 years, if you know about the Saudi Moonsamis. Ask me, we were in and out there, and I went with them once there in Makkah to go and observe the crescent and where they go, the telescopes and what they use. I went once with them also. So remember, so we know how they operate, and that Pakka haramis they are. So well done to Jordan, and they rejected the Saudi phantom ghost sighting and so forth. And remember South Africa, you know South Africa is a big circus. So one story came last night from Krugersdorp, here near Azadville. So there were foreigners there, right? Listen to the story. 70 undocumented foreigners. So they all escape from that place there where they're supposed to be for documentation and what have you. So the whole lot, they exploded and away from there. So that is our beloved South Africa. Yesterday, my auntie, I just call her auntie, you understand, figuratively, old lady, crying. She says, please, please, Mufti Saab, you must announce. Vellum, we don't have water. And my children, my grandchildren can't even take a bath. They take a bath once every second, third, fourth day. How much we love, we don't even have drinking water and so forth. Is this not an indictment on the ANC? Today, you're going to give big, big speeches on human rights. Is this not the human right to give every person water? Is this not the human right to give every person electricity? Is this not the human right that you treat people with some type of respect? The only thing you're interested in, not only ANC, all the parties, every political party is just there for self-enrichment. And I'm repeating and reiterating my fatwa and quote it anywhere in the White House or in the Red Square. You must remember to vote for DA is absolutely haram and is a vote for genocide. So you Muslims have some shame. The Americans and DA and Israel want to pull off a soft coup here in South Africa, and therefore they're supporting the devil's alliance, the DA. So you need to wake up from your slumber. An absolute shame. When I was there just now 3 weeks ago or so, so in Tongaat I had a program, so Vellum, Tongaat, all North Coast, just go see the problems they have. I couldn't take a bath, but Dr. Junaid arranged, you must remember the Jojo before I came, and you must remember that, and then I could take a quick shower before I go to the masjid. So remember, what a shame it is, a disgrace, man, disgusting. So we need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Remember, that's what Islam teaches us. And I want to make one announcement, and very, very important announcement. All of you who are in Makkah, all of you who are in Medina and still going to Makkah, all of you leaving for Umrah now. So you see, I told you that these Saudis want to destroy your ibadat. So what they did on ground floor and that, they got these scooters and what have you. Now on top, they've got that golf carts, you see. So you must remember shuttle service, like how in Dubai airport and that they have. Now you in Ihram, Abdullah, you in Ihram, Amatullah, you can walk, there's nothing wrong with you. But now they gave all these services, you got 2-3 children, you got elderly parents, okay, they can't walk, it's far. So you took them in that shuttle, golf shuttle or whatever, haram shuttle, you took them in that scooter. So they are children, they are very advanced in age. But you are not a person who's ma'azur. You not something wrong with you. So your umrah is not valid on that shuttle. Your umrah, your tawaf, your sari is not valid in the scooter. You must go back and do everything walking. So many of you just going there like your holiday resort, you know. And you're just going there for a good jol, for a shopping spree and killing time and so forth. And say, ham umrah karke aya. There's no umrah. You're wasting your time. That umrah is not and void. You must go and perform Umrah again. So let's take a case study, because I'm receiving these kind of questions. And yesterday the guy sent to me the shuttle servers right on top there. So people, for them, what is a big jol for them that? So now they go in that shuttle service, they go there in that scooter for the tawaf, for the sa'i in ihram. It's not valid that. Yes, your old father, old mother, small children, 3-4 years old, they is fine for them. But for you who can walk everywhere, so you must go back in ihram and do everything. Now you came out of ihram, you shaved your hair, cut your hair, maybe a husband-wife relationship. So now this must happen. You have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah, and you have to go back to Masjid Aisha in Tan'im and repeat that Umrah. So don't fool yourself. You must learn what is Deen of Islam. Deen of Islam is not manmane. We do what we feel like. Islam is in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will make you his beloved and Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3 verse 31. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your actions for Umrah and Hajj. We must try and imitate, emulate the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not we just go for a jol and do everything to suit our womb's fancies. So, and these Saudis, for them is what? They only want to make this whole Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, the money spinner. That's all they interested in. What you think they interested in, whether you make the right way, the wrong way, they're not interested in that. So just forget them, remember that. And then next issue, the history for today, 10th of Ramadan. So our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, passes away on the 10th of Ramadan, and it was 3 years before the migration plus minus to Medina Madina Munawwara. Corresponding date was, remember, 21st April, the year 620. It's a shame and disgrace that the men today don't go visit our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, in Makkah. You know who is Sayyida Khadija? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Oh, Aisha, she believed in me when everybody rejected me. The first personality to embrace Islam. She gave me all her assets and material support and money when no one wanted to support me. She's the mother of my children, O Aisha. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique. She's exemplary. But this ummah cannot go to the grave Mubarak of our mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Khadija al-Kubra. And you tell me you love Nabi alayhi salam's family? So it's a shame, remember that. Don't come tell me when I announce in Medina Friday, tomorrow I'm going to Baqi, I get 100, 200 people with me. When I say meet me there in Makkah, we're going to Mu'alla, not Mala, Mala. That's why you'll go Mal, go mixed up. Because you pronounce it upside down. It's Mu'alla. Makkah is the upper region, Mu'alla, where your Hilton, Zamzam is Misfala, the lower region. There we find 10, 20 people coming. Where's our loyalty? So show our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show our love for the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will love you. We will love your honorable wives, our mothers. We will love your children, your grandchildren. That is an integral part of our faith and our Islam. And then today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be, inshallah, that will be our brother Abubakar Rawat. And then 11 to 12, our fiqh program, we will discuss human rights. Today is Human Rights Day in South Africa. So what human rights? You can't give the people water. You can't give the people electricity. You only know how to fill your pockets and get fatter and fatter. Is that your human rights? Any country got human rights without divine rights is a recipe for disaster. And that's what South Africa is, a failed state, just like many other countries, if we continue like this. And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today is holiday. Use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Muhammad Salim Kareem, we got 3-4 minutes only. Inshallah, when I come back, 20 to 6, then we'll ask more questions. So quickly, let's squeeze in 2-3 questions, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, you are totally against the Saudi ulama. So why do you do the Jummah translations from Saudi every week? Is this not double standards?
MashaAllah, I'm translating the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah for more than 20 years. Deliberately, I do it. Tomorrow is Sheikh Usama Khayyat. To show you jahil, ignorant people, the propaganda they make. Before the 15th night of Shaban, Suday said, Laysat laha mazaya. He said that this 15th night of Shaban does not have any significance and no auspiciousness. So that's what he said. So I have to rectify it and show the ummah what is the right path. So we don't translate because of translation, because like these Salafi scholars for dollars and so forth. We say it and then we make our ta'aliq and our footnotes and we criticize it and they all get the message because they got their chamchas and sidekicks everywhere.
I am a non-Muslim, sir. You say that you will be resurrected according to the people you follow or keep company with. So if I associate with Muslims, will I be resurrected as a Muslim on the day of reckoning, Frank?
My brother Frank, let me give you a frank answer, my brother. You see, you love Muslims. You love our style. We don't have wine. We don't have dine. We don't have swine. When I say we don't have dine, all your parties and Joel and sleeping with this one and that one, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve and so forth. So, but you see, when you go, you want to go now to Dubai. You want to go to New York. You want to go to London. So now you need that party. passport. You need that visa, my brother. So to enter into paradise and to stand with the Muslims, you need that passport. And that passport is from the inner recesses of your heart. You have to say you are a true Muslim and believe in all the articles of faith. Just saying, no, I like the Muslims, that is not good enough. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of that in the Noble Quran. And Almighty Allah says the announcement will be made on the Day of Justice. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Every true Muslim now, early part of the morning, suhoor time, sehri time, pre-dawn meal time, before Fajr, after Fajr, read Surah Yasin. مَنْ قَرَأَ يَاسِينَ فِي صَدْرِ النَّهَارِ قُدِّيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. The hadith in Sunan al-Darimi, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you read Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, his needs will be fulfilled. So on that day, my brother Frank, this is the frank answer direct from the Noble Quran, chapter 36 and verse 59. Oh, you criminals, stay in one side. All non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and Muslims will stay in one side. So now, my brother Frank, you have to enter into the fold of Islam sincerely and pass away with Iman and Islam. Then only you'll be resurrected with the Muslims. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, can an injection be taken for headaches while fasting because tablets will break the fast?
100%, whether you take the injection there on your hand, on your posterior, at the back, all fine, there's no problem. Whether you take drip also, it's fine. Whether you take insulin also whilst you're fasting, fine. So all this, your fast is still valid, no problem. We'll see you all, inshallah, 20 to 6. And now you listen to Mawa Salim Kareem, Hafidhullah, and thereafter Mufti Aku with the children. Oh children, send in your messages 084-786-3132, and Junaid Mota will contact you, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.